I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And I also speak to you from the gospel that should have been read. Sometimes you have to proof the gospel book. This gospel today is Jesus said to the disciples, and that's all that I read. I thought, well, this is easy. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Listen up, Charles. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. When we did the pre-baptismal conversation, we said, these are the things that we will do. We will baptize Charles into the body of Christ. What we will not do is worry if he cries or if he doesn't enjoy himself, because this is the biggest day of his life, apart maybe from being born. You can see Mama getting nervous. We were good friends with an Eastern European guy who attended church, and I kept trying to get him to be baptized, but he didn't want to. He was kind of post-Christian. But he said, I do like your sermons, because usually I don't know where the first part of what you're saying is going to go. Where do you come up with this stuff? Good question. Well, this one comes up from 25 years ago. And I always thought it kind of strange. Thought, you know, maybe I should remember this for some time. 15 years later, I would be ordained. But this comes from Into the Wild. Anybody read that book? Into the Wild is a book written by John Krakauer about the journey, both geographically and spiritually, of Christopher Johnson McCandless. Everyone that Krakauer interviewed for his book described McCandless as a very special person, generous, compassionate, curious, and fearless. Everyone he interviewed said, he was my best friend. His story begins when McCandless says goodbye to his family without telling them where he was going or why, and headed west. Before, though, McCandless gave $25,000 of his life savings to charities, taking with him very little money. When he felt he arrived where he wanted to begin his new adventure, he ditched his car, burned all the money left in his wallet, tore up his maps, and set foot out on the shadow of Mount McKinley. He was 24 years old. Some months later, his body was discovered by a hunter. He, having died from either starvation or poisoning, or a combination of both. How and why a young man of high education and numerous gifts, very bright future, would abandon his privileged life and head out alone without tools, without supplies, to experience nature on a completely different level is on one hand very courageous, and on the other hand, quite reckless. That he did not survive the journey is somewhat of little surprise. One part of the story tells of McCandless meeting and spending time with a man named Ron Franz in the Pacific Northwest. They strike up a very close relationship and spend months together in the desert. Similar to McCandless's own tragic story, Ron Franz was a recovering alcoholic whose life and sobriety had spiraled out of control after the death of his wife and his son in a car accident. When McCandless and Franz met, Franz was a man of deep faith and abiding conviction. Until, as related by John Krakauer, Franz, who had maintained a strong Christian faith until he realized that McCandless was dead, became an atheist, due only to the fact that God had, quotation marks, let something that terrible happen to a boy like Christopher. Franz also resumed drinking, which he had not done since overcoming the alcoholism that had consumed him after the deaths of his wife and son. I have a feeling that this is what Jesus was lamenting in the second reading of the gospel this morning. Ron Franz was a man of faith, of commitment. Ron Franz was a branch connected to Jesus, the vine. From our gospel this morning, Jesus says metaphorically, whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Surely, Ron Franz was such a branch who chose to disconnect from God and his faith. We can only hope and pray that before Ron Franz died, he recovered his faith, rejoined in God's grace and love, and died very much a branch connected to the Almighty. It is truly a shocking notion, at least to people of faith, that anyone with faith would give it up because of a disappointment in life or a disappointment in God. What then is your faith grounded in? We may ask. What did you expect your faith in God to accomplish, gain you, or prevent from happening? Hebrews 10. But my righteous one will live by faith, St. Paul says. My soul takes no pleasure in anyone who shrinks back. But we are not among those who shrink back, and so are lost, but among those who have faith, and so we are spared, saved. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Thank you, Patty. This is a solid scriptural description, but even the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, slips through the hands when trying to fully describe what faith is. Your homework this week. I would encourage you to give this notion of faith a thought. What is faith in your own words? What does a person of faith look like, sound like, do? I know I'm preaching to the choir, but every once in a while, taking inventory of our own faith is a more noble cause than it may at first seem. If for no other reason than this notion of faith can be elusive, ethereal, more like a mist that hovers and envelops than a foundation firmly set in granite that stands before you, an edifice to climb and surmount. As we baptize young Charles Gray Van Allen, we pray that having been baptized into the household of God, becoming a branch of the vine of Christ, that Charles will confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Our hope and prayers are that while his faith will be tested, he will remain today and through eternity an abiding spirit, heart and mind, joined at the hip and heart with God, being forever Christ's own, blessed and beloved. Amen.